بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بمن يحرم على النار أو بمن تحرم عليه النار تحرم على كل هين لين سهل حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said should I not inform you of a person upon whom the fire of Jahannam will be made haram, or of a person upon whom the fire, in the first statement, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the person that will be made haram upon the fire of Jahannam, or biman tuharramu alayhi nar, or whom the fire of Jahannam will be made haram upon him. So in other words, this person will not enter into the fire of Jahannam. So the fire of Jahannam will be made haram upon every easygoing and soft person. If you look at another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama." Have mercy on the people on the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. So a person who has a very easygoing, soft nature with the people in his dealings, we find in some hadith also encouragement to give the debtor, to be easy going with the debtor, give him some time if he cannot afford to pay. Then to be easy going with our family, our wives, our children, and with people in general, to be soft in the hands of the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would go into the streets, then the young girls, slave girls sometimes would come, hold his hand, and like children will pull us, come and see this, come and see that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go with them. Sometimes a woman would come and say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I need to speak to you, I have something to say. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give them an audience in public. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, let's sit in public and you can tell me what you want to tell me or if you have to discuss anything. So to be easygoing, this is one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is linked to the chapter that we should see how we can become easy. Even in our speech also, Musa alayhi salam is commanded to go and speak to Fir'aun. And Allah ta'ala is telling him, we know that Musa alayhi salam was a very jalali person. But Allah ta'ala is saying, قُولُ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, that when you speak to him, then speak to him with soft words. So even in our speech also, then our speech also, we have to be very soft and kind when it comes to our speech as well. And then Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on us. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلْيَعَفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Even in the aspect of forgiving and overlooking others, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the incident is famous that Misfah got caught up, a Badri Sahabi got caught up in passing on the rumor regarding Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha committing some wrong. So nevertheless, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took a qasam and he said that I will not give that stipend I was giving to Mistah every month. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they should not take a qasam, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. They should not take a qasam that they are not going to give these people anything, and they should forgive and they should overlook. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah Ta'ala should forgive you also? So how we deal with people, Allah Ta'ala is watching. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are kind to others, Allah Ta'ala will be kind to us as well. Not very directly related to this, but there's an incident, a beautiful incident, something to reflect upon, regarding a green grocer that was known to be very kind, very soft, very easygoing, and so easygoing that sometimes people would bring counterfeit money to him and he would take that counterfeit money. So some people thought that he is a very foolish man, that he is even taking the counterfeit money. Nevertheless, years passed and this man was on his deathbed. Because he was such a good person, people came to see him, visit him. They're all sitting around him, he's about to pass away. And then all of a sudden he tells his son, there in a certain place I have this bag, bring that bag to me. Then that bag is brought to him. And he opens it and in that bag is all the counterfeit coins. Those days it was coins, silver and gold coins. It was counterfeit coins. So he lifts his hands and he says, "Oh Allah, in my life I accepted fake money from the people. Oh Allah, my a'mal is like fake. When I accepted fake money from the people, I ask you to accept my fake and my counterfeit a'mal also." So at that point in time, everybody, they really marveled at him, that this man knew what he was doing, that he had made a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "I will be kind to the people, I will overlook the people," with this niyat that, "Oh Allah, you be kind to me, you also overlook me and overlook my faults." Once again, this hadith says that person will be made haram upon the fire, who is easygoing and who is soft-natured. Allah Ta'ala make us soft-natured also.